You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Tell me this story about I said it's not a May-December relationship. It's more like a July-December. Because they're that far apart in age.
They're not. I think it's like 16 years or something. But I actually went out and started hanging out with a couple new people, which is weird for me. And
what made you do that?
I don't know. I was kind of forced to do it by the wife. But I always feel bad for people that, you know, like we start hanging out with, Dom, you and I, like, because they start telling us stories and then you're like, I'm going to have to talk about that on the air. So
All right.
You apologize to him. So
I almost feel like I should do a disclaimer when I meet people, if they become friends of mine.
Yeah.
I'll say, listen, one of the prices of being a friend of mine is that I'm going to at times talk about your crap on the air.
Probably all the time. So let's call them Tom and Tina.
So you can opt out now if you want. What's their name?
Let's say Tom and Tina because it's got a nice ring to it. Tom and Tina. Tom's 47. Tina is 31 years old. Recently married within the past year. They've only been married about a year. So they're in love. Second marriage for both of them.
Okay.
But her clock is ticking, Dom. It is tick-tocking away. And sweet little Tina wants to have a baby with Tom. She's dying to have a baby. And Tom's like, whoa, pump those brakes, baby girl. I'm 47 years old. He's kind of what I think about this when you get to be that age. Like when your kid's 20 years old, he's going to have a grandpa and not a dad. I mean, the energy level's going down.
He's 47.
Yeah. By 67 years old, by the time this kid's 20?
Well, have you seen 67-year-olds today? They look like they're 42.
Oh, they're miserable and exhausted.
Ridiculous.
That's what I've seen. So he doesn't want to do it. He's tired already. He said he's very set in his ways, and he doesn't want a baby now that he's, you know, pushing 50. I mean, and this could take a couple of years. It's not going to be like wham, bam. You know, you don't know if it's going to happen within a month or 2 years. He could be 50 by the time they finally get pregnant. And she's, you know, she's just saying, no, we can do this. I'll take the brunt of it. You know, I can start staying at home more. And then you get into the bills issue and less money. And it's just, they're really button heads.
Why are you trying to talk him out of it? I think it's a beautiful thing.
Sure, it's a beautiful
thing.
Yeah, it is. On paper, yeah, it's a beautiful
thing. And by the way,
you're not
looking at the other side, which is a guy who, you know, if he was in his 20s or 30s, you'd have no problem with it. And yet, look how irresponsible so many guys who are in their 20s and 30s are. Now you get a guy who's in his 40s. He's settled down. Mm-hmm. He's more mature.
Yeah.
He's at the highest earning peaks of his life. It's actually a really good time.
So it's downhill from here for him, basically.
It's
he's
going to
be making less money, and his body's going to be falling apart. This poor kid's not even going to be able to play catch with his dad because he's going to be
walker. I cannot wait until you're 47. And
my kids are grown? I feel great?
No, I'm going to throw back at you about how decrepit you are that you couldn't throw a baseball.
No, I'll be
without
fine
your
at 47,
falling.
But when this kid is at baseball throwing age,
57.
10, he'll be 57.
Yeah, so what?
That's hard.
Look, I'm not supposed, you know, I have been warned I'm not supposed.
Don't say how old you are.
I'm not supposed to talk about my age, but I'm not that far away from that.
I know.
I got to tell you right now, I could out-throw you right now.
You throw your arm out in 20 minutes,
oh,
I guarantee
God's
it.
Sakes.
So I guess my question to the listeners is have you been in this boat, or maybe your parents were this age and you can look at it from your perspective as their child? You know, if you had an older parent, was it okay? You know, should you be telling Tom, don't worry about it?
It's not like he's Mick Jagger, who had the baby at, 72?
That's way too old.
Okay,
man.
I will give you that
is
a little much, but not in his 40s.
If it doesn't happen until he's 50, I mean, it could take him a couple years.
Or it could take, they could be pregnant within 3 weeks.
Or it could, but man, I get these set in your ways.
Is it?
Oh, he said it.
I don't think it's Tanya, I think it's Tanya, right? Is your name pronounced Tanya?
It is. Good morning, Dom.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. So, Jeremy's nuts, right?
Well, no.
Yes,
I was.
Take as much time as you need.
Oh, for God's sake.
No, I'm in the same position. I was telling Jeremy that my ex-husband, we're now exes, but he was 50 when we had our kids. We have twin girls together, and he's 16 years older than I am, and I think if I had never come along, he would have been fine without having kids, but I wanted kids, and that was a deal breaker for me. And I know that he was nervous about it, and we've had those same.
But everything turned out great, right?
He's a fabulous dad.
There you go.
He has such an insight.
See?
that I think that the younger people don't have.
See, he's mature. He is mature. Yep. He's gotten all the craziness out of his system, and he's in a perfect spot in his life where he can help raise a young person, right?
Yes, exactly. The one thing he doesn't like is, or the kids don't like, is when people think that he is their grandfather.
Well, so what? People can just get over that.
Exactly. There's other people, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's a rare thing.
That's the other people's problem, not his problem or your kid's problem. That's their problem. I'm glad you called, Tanya. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, Dom. You too.
Thanks. Appreciate you being on the show. Here is Brittany. Hey, Brittany. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you want to say?
So I just feel like men shouldn't marry women who are that much younger than them if they don't want to have kids.
Well,
90% of women want to have kids. So I feel like that should be something that's talked about
before you take the plunge.
I will not disagree with you about that. That's the kind of thing that you work out before you walk down the aisle.
Yeah, but that can change. You can be married for 2 years and all of a sudden she's like, oh my God, I love you so much. I want a baby.
Would she sound like
that? I want a baby right now. And you'd have to have a baby.
Jeremy did not want children.
I didn't.
You were steadfast that you were not going to have children, and now you've got how many?
Two.
Right.
And Nicole was like, I want a baby. So I had to have a baby.
So he could be a very good dad.
Right. I'm saying this guy, he's 47, he could be dad of the year for all we know.
He could, but there is something to say about being set in your ways and having your schedule and knowing what you like and then throwing a kid into that. It could ruin the relationship.
But it's because you don't know what you don't know.
He knows. Oh. He's been around babies, and
Brittany,
I told him about the babies.
Brittany,
babies are bad. Bad babies.
Don't marry a woman.
That's right.
Younger than you. If you're so set in your ways that you don't want to have a kid,
go for a nice cougar.
That's gonna be a deal breaker.
Tina Cougar.
Yeah, but if you've seen Tina,
Tina, she is pretty.
Brittany, have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
I almost gave her a baby.
You're fixed. Now.
I'm fixed. You're so that fixed. Would have been a miracle.
You've been snipped, but here I am.
Hey, I want a baby.
Dude, I've already told you, I would flee the country so fast.
Dom would be gone. You wouldn't even be Dom anymore. You'd be like Jorge somewhere.
I'd be doing radio in Guatemala.
Jorge, in the morning.
Hey, here's Judy on the phone. Good morning, Judy.
Hello, how are you today?
We're wonderful. So what do you want to add to this conversation?
Well, I am 50 years old,
okay.
And I just recently had my 30-year reunion,
mm-hmm.
And most of the guys were just starting their families.
Yeah.
At 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, 50. I know.
It's insane.
I know, but we used to have a guy on this show. I'm sorry?
They've gotten their life out of the way, the traveling, the partying, and now they're ready to settle down and have kids.
We had a news guy on our show many years ago. He's on TV in Denver all the time, Jim Hooley. Jim mm-hmm. Hooley did news on this show for a couple of years. And he was a new dad, I believe, at 50. And what a fantastic father. He was a great father. Yeah. He said he had so much fun with his kids. They came at the perfect time of his life.
Aged him about 30 years, though.
Well, I'm sure.
Well, I'm now a grandmother, so I love just having little kids around.
There you go.
So,
yeah. Well, Tom doesn't.
I'm glad you called, Judy. Have a great day.
You have a good day, too.
Thank you. There's a whole separate discussion here. If someone is determined that they don't want kids, that's another discussion. Mm-hmm. Because that doesn't matter if they're 25 or 55. Okay? But if it's just the age issue, I don't think that's an issue at all.
There needs to be some sort of baby loaner program established where you can borrow a baby and get a feel for it and, you know, kind of decide if you want the baby or not.
That's not
going
to work.
Hmm.
What are you talking about? That's
we're not going to be able to get to all the calls. I see that every line is lit up. We're not going to be able to get to them all, so don't be angry at us if we don't get to your calls, because we're going to run out of time. Here's Maureen. Hi, Maureen. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Well, what do you want to add to this?
That Jeremy is crazy.
Oh,
thank
Maureen,
you.
Stop it right
now. You take as much time as you want.
About
okay?
What, the topic or the baby loaner program?
Both. My husband was 48 when we had our son. And because he was more established in his job, in his lifestyle, he was able to spend more time with the kids when they were younger. And now that he's a grandfather at 67, he is actually able to spend all the time he likes with the grandkids.
Yeah,
and his relationship with our kids and the grandkids is so much better than if he had been 20 when we had our first child.
There you go. Yeah. I have to agree. I'm glad you called, Maureen. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, that kid loner program, let's go back to that for just a second.
Do we have to?
Yeah, because
the moment that came out of my mouth, I thought that was stupid. So,
but I don't know, because I was looking at the screen. I might not have heard you say, you're saying loan your kids out to people?
Loan a baby out, because it's like that first year sucks, you guys.
Okay, so.
So loan a baby, rent a baby.
Back in the day, yeah, when my son was like 8, and I worked across town at good old Y108, our news person there, Kelly and her husband had made the decision to not have children. And so what they did is they borrowed their coworkers' kids for the weekend.
Yeah.
And so I remember one time Dominic went home with Kelly and her husband, like on a Friday.
A little test run.
Mm-hmm. No, they knew they weren't going to have kids, but they liked kids. They didn't have to go through the diaper changing. So they went to like Chuck E. Cheese. I think they went to a baseball game. They did all that stuff. And then it's like he went to camp for like 36 hours.
They were just babysitting. So that was an older kid.
No, though. It was a loner program because we never asked for them to do that. They would do that with a bunch of different couples. They're like, let us borrow your kids for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it got it. They wouldn't do it all the time, but it got it out of their system. So your baby loner program is not far off.
Tina could get her fix then of kids,
guys.
And then she wouldn't need kids.
Guys.
What, Chris?
Not the same. Not the even close to being the same as your own kid.
Well, no. There's the love and compassion and nurturing and all that crap.
Stepping in front of a train,
but then there's also
and stuff like
the
that. You're
crying
not
and the up at night and you're exhausted.
You saw that picture of Jeremy with puke all over his shirt.
I sure did. On. It was a good look for him.
Mm-hmm.
That'll change a man.
It's called responsibility.
Babies will change a man.